Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Good Question, your Friday episode where we answer one good question from goodcompanydiscord.com. If you want to get involved, think of it as like a group chat with a Reddit mixed in, but it's just our community. So you can join, and on the left, there's a tab called One Good Question. You can ask us absolutely anything. And if you ask a good question, it'll be featured on the show. And today, our featured question is by the one and only Mike Farr. Thanks for adding that one in. Avi recently, or over the last couple of years, competed in the USAPL, but more recently has had a lot of success in the USAPL, having an American record and winning the Pro-Am Pro Day at the Arnold itself, which is a very prestigious competition. And without getting too flamed, I was wondering for everybody, and it could be basic stuff like sumo, conventional, deadlift bar, not, but what does the perfect powerlifting federation look like for you? With like little rules, big dreams, no dreams.
That's a loaded question.
Like Bart says he wants to get rid of conventional, I think. Or no, he wants to get rid of sumo. Or I forgot what he said.
You don't put words in his mouth.
He said one of the two. Yeah, I think he said get rid of conventional. Let's have everybody just pull sumo.
Is that a joke or is that a serious half and thing? Half.
You never really know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But stuff like that. Like you can make it up for yourself.
No, I think the rules now are fine.
For
with
USAPL.
The USAPL. Like I don't have qualms with any of it. Can you think of any?
I mean, I do like a deadlift bar. Oh. It just like feels kind of nice.
I don't care for it.
Just until Saturday when you pull 800.
Yeah. No. Well, maybe 700. Lower your standards a bit. No. I'm not used to pulling on a deadlift bar. Like this Saturday will be my third time pulling on it.
So probably heaviest.
I don't even know if I can do well because I'm not. It is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I haven't pulled on a deadlift bar enough to say, like, I would prefer, you know. So there's not much that I would change in that aspect. Like, I don't care about whether it's conventional, high bar, close grip, sumo, whatever.
High bar only league. I like that.
No, I hate it.
I like that.
I hate it. Like, shoes.
High
equipment.
Bar, overhead press, sumo deadlift league.
Overhead squat.
No, I'm out.
Overhead squat.
I don't even think I can do the bar.
CrossFit or what?
Yeah, I don't even think I can do the bar.
It's just fun.
Yeah, because you're a good
and
athlete.
Very difficult.
I can't do it.
Yeah. So, no. SPD, that's it. As for the federation, we talked a lot about this in a previous podcast. So yes. We're not going to get into it too much. But it'd be cool, like, because this pro series is new, just making it more exclusive. Not exclusive, but, yeah. Like, shining more light on the, like, these pro lifters.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to be, you know, we are the pro series now, and it's supposed to be a more entertaining, more competitive, like athletes to watch, more head to head type of thing. So, if we could kind of give a little more spotlight on each of the pros, then I think that'd be cool. I think Joe did talk about like stipends potentially.
Yeah, it'll be hard, but I think it should be done. I think one thing I'm starting to notice as I'm a nerd and follow esports pretty closely, when you start to see like a big video game platform, like a Call of Duty or an Apex Legends, it's actually very similar to something like powerlifting, where the only people really watching esports are gamers, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very community driven, albeit I think there's more variables, so the viewership's more up and it's more not more accessible, but more relatable because everyone can play a free video game, etc. When all these pros, which are similar, and esports really only popped off over the last 4 years, let alone last 10, there's always conversations on the game itself and who it caters to. So the developers, the business of the game, they cater to the large community because that's where they make their money, where the community would be much smaller without the pros pushing the culture and pushing the marketing, basically, right? Yeah. So it's kind of this balancing act that I think will be a struggle over the next couple of years for powerlifting, where USAPL makes their money off the 25,000 members that compete at local meets. Mm. Yet the sport is pushed forward by the podcasters, YouTubers, and pro athletes that are highlighted, but that's only 100 people, mm-hmm. right? So I understand, I guess, from a business end, why they made what seemingly seems to be half-assed effort towards the pro series, although it might not be. Yeah, there's a lot of little stuff like that. So I don't really know the answer, but I agree with you. The pro series and the pros need to be taken care of. And that doesn't always just mean monetarily. There could be a lot of different ways to make a community and a group feel special and have mm-hmm. privileges because you all earned it.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah, and it's nothing crazy. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, you're a pro, so you want special treatment and stuff like that. Well, kind of. I guess it wasn't easy to get here,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. No, some kind of special treatment, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want free white lights, but...
Yeah, you brought up, like, I still have to register like any other membership, which is cool, but would it be cool to have it waived too?
Dude, $100 waived would be the easiest thing for them to do. Yeah. That's just the stuff I told you after the podcast. I didn't think or plan any of that. Those right, were just yeah. the top of my head. Yeah. And that's just me problem solving live on a microphone. So if I could do it that well, how can they not?
Right.
Waiving 100 pros, $100 entry fee mm-hmm. yeah. means nothing.
Zero. Yeah.
yeah. And it would,
especially because they're inviting us.
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'd like to invite you to spend some of your money
yeah.
to
yeah.
compete in something where you're not going to win any yeah. money.
And
but
no,
we get to like
no
shout
travel.
You out. We get to shout you out, put a video about out about you.
And they put and the then, video out on you and do nothing.
And,
then, yeah.
and it gets a lot of traffic. Into their
no, it's everything. You're platform. The poster board. You guys are the billboards, which you should be. But there should be a little more give and take.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're going to use your likeness... there ought to be some yeah. some kind of compensation for
yeah.
that to promote their federation.
And the argument's just dumb because, yeah, they'll just say, oh, our platform's big and we're just highlighting you. Yes, and Abby's likeness has value and so do all the yeah. other pros. So.
Here's the thing, it's almost never worth anything and that's doing something for free for exposure.
Yeah.
It's almost never worth it.
Yeah, I think it depends. I think yeah. it depends.
There's a balance. Yeah. But I hope like it's... pretty early on into this pro series being a thing, like what, 2 years? So
yeah, it is early. So you're still semi hopeful.
I'm hopeful. Good. Maybe
a thing I'd like to see addressed is that I think that there is nothing about anyone's actual regular underwear that makes any difference to how they perform a lift.
Yeah, I think they stop checking as drastically at local yeah. meets.
I don't know how it, I know it's more serious, I think, for males. It's more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they frowned upon my thong.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's yeah. just not fair.
Yeah.
Just,
thank you, Abby.
The things that don't affect, just in terms of Federation rules overall, the things that do not affect the outcome of competition are they're over-indexed, I think, in yep. particularly USAPL, but not just the USAPL.
Yeah, I think they check undies everywhere now. I don't know the upper structure and how many people are volunteers or not, because I do think a lot of the top chairmen and execs are volunteers. But what I would like to see is a more democratic approach to it.
Yeah,
Making the rules, making the pro series. Like, you could do it as simple as like a survey. Every member gets one vote. Send them a fucking survey,
yeah.
a ballot, for lack of a better term, and say, hey, how many pro series meet would you like to see a year?
Yeah, take
one
it into
through
consideration.
Three, 3 to 4. Yeah, it's like that easy. Because like, how many of the execs or the chairman are on the ground floor every single day? You know, I just don't know if they are.
Yeah.
And I know, like, you know, we've had friends that are more in the USAPL scene than some of yeah. us that say they're supposed to go to meets and this and that. But if they're volunteers, you can't blame them either for not spending thousands to travel everywhere.
Correct.
So why not give the voice to the people
yeah.
that are gym owners and meet directors and pro lifters and people that have competed, let's make up a number, but more than 4 times
yeah,
or
they talk,
something.
They talk about like, oh, they celebrate the amount of new members that we've had over the years with the USAPL. Like, they kept track of the growth in that. And it's like, for how much you want to promote having more members join this federation and how you're grateful for the members and blah, 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 this many lifters competed this year. Like, you don't really hear back, or you don't ask for much feedback from us. Mm. So It's like you want us to be a part of it, but you also don't want us to have any say.
Right.
So.
Which is a community-driven sport. Yeah, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's but about the community.
Let them know.
The people. Right. No, I'm kidding.
Abby for USAPL president. I think we'll wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, new episodes Wednesday, Friday. Where can they find you, Abby?
Instagram at avi.lu.
And Third Street Barbell. She's here coaching classes, personal training, taking on clients in person if you guys are in NorCal. I'm Silent Mike. New episodes again Wednesday, Friday, 3sb.co. And I'll catch you guys the next one.
I am at the Jimmy D on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.